The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
If you'll turn to 1 Chronicles 26. 1 Chronicles 26, chapter 1. Talking about the divisions of the gatekeepers. Verse 8, and all these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work. Farther down on verse 12. See, to be a gatekeeper, you had to be a capable man, and they were Levites with the strength to do the work as instructed in God's way, glorifying and worshiping God in His temple, around His walls and in through His gates, serving God in all holiness and serving God's people for God. In verse 12 in 1 Chronicles 26, among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers, among the chief men, having duties just like their brethren, to serve in the house of the Lord, and they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. And the lot to the east gate fell to Shelemiah, and then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate to Obed-Edom, the south gate, and his sons the storehouse, and to Shuppim and Hosa, the lot came out for the west gate. In verse 19, these were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari. See, gatekeepers guards the city gates. They guarded the doors of the king's palace, and they guarded the doors of the temple. And you can read this in 1 Chronicles 9:17 and 9:32. The gatekeepers were lodged round about the temple in order to be present for the opening of the doors in 1 Chronicles 9:27. You see, one-third were gatekeepers of the temple, one-third were gatekeepers and porters of the king's house, and one-third were gatekeepers and porters of the gates of the foundation, found in 2 Chronicles 23:5. So they served as porters of the gates of the walls in Nehemiah 12:25. Their posts were determined by lots, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate where they served, in 1 Chronicles 26:13. See, the temple had lots of gatekeepers, 4,000. They guarded the four main entrances to the temple, and they opened the gates each morning for those who wanted to worship. Their other duties included checking out and keeping track of all the equipment and utensils that were used every day, storing and ordering and maintaining food for the priest and for the sacrifices, caring for the temple furniture, mixing incense, and counting all the gifts that came into the temple. 2 Samuel 18:26 says, "And the watchman sees another man running, and the watchman calls unto the gatekeeper and says, Lo, a man is running by himself. And the king says also to the one, This one is also bearing tidings." See, communication existed between the gatekeeper and to the king. Gatekeeper in the New King James Version means porter, doorkeep, or gatekeeper, one who guards access to a place or to a city. 2 Kings 7, verses 10 and 11, talks about this. One who guards a resident in John 18, 17. One who guards the sacred precepts of the ark in 1 Chronicles 15, verses 23 and 24. The temple gatekeepers were charged with, preventing anyone unclean from entering the temple of God in 2 Chronicles 23:19. They are also charged with guarding the temple treasuries and the storehouses. The temple gatekeepers were charged with preventing anyone unclean from entering God's temple, as I have just said. But in the New Testament, in Revelation 21:27, it says, "And nothing that defiles shall ever enter into his temple." Nothing unclean will enter into God's new kingdom through the 12 gates to the kingdom of God that's coming to this earth. In 2 Kings 7:11, talking about the gatekeepers, 1 Chronicles 9:17 also talks about the gatekeepers, and it says that the Levite gatekeepers, and the gatekeepers were Shalem, Akam, Talam, and Ahiman, and their brethren Salem was the chief. 1 Chronicles 9:24, see, the gatekeepers were assigned to the four directions, the east, the west, the north, and the south. And in verse 26, two verses down, for in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers, and they were Levites, and they had charge over the chambers, the treasuries, and the house of God. In 1 Chronicles 23, verse 1, it says, when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel, and he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and it came out to 38,000 males. And out of those 38,000 males, 4,000 were gatekeepers. And we just read from Psalms today, and 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments. So there was a lot of praying going on, there was a lot of praising God going on in David's time. In verse 28 and 1 Chronicles 23, it says, because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, in the work of the service of the house of God, both with the showbread and the fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes and what is baked in the pan, with what is mixed and with all kinds of measures and sizes. Verse 30, it says, and to stand every morning to thank and to praise God, to praise the Lord. And likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering to the Lord on the Sabbath and on the new moons and on the set feast, by number according to the ordinance governing them, regularly before the Lord. And that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the work of the house of the Lord. Are we gatekeepers of God's sacred ways now in our lives? Do we thank and praise God every morning and every night like they did in the Old Testament for all he does for us and all he blesses us with in keeping us in his truths and opening our minds to understand his plan of salvation and his holy days? Nehemiah 7:1, then it was when the wall was rebuilt and I had hung the doors. What happens next? The last part of verse 1 says, when the gatekeepers and the singers and the Levites had been appointed, then I gave the charge of Jerusalem to my brother Hananiah. And Hananiah, the leader of the citadel, for he was a faithful man and feared God. Nehemiah 12:45, it said, both the singers and the gatekeepers kept the charge of their God and the charge of the purification according to the command of David and Solomon his son. See, the gatekeeper's job was very important because you were a chosen man and you were a faithful man and you were appointed to serve God and his people. In Psalm 18, David was very devoted to God, wasn't he? Psalm 18, verse 20, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all of his judgments were before me, and I did not put away all his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness. Verse 28, for you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. See, with God's glory, God's power, and God's peace, he can guard the gates of our hearts and our minds when we stay close to his gates of his holy Son. If you'll turn to Philippians 4:7, and it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Do we follow Jesus Christ's truth? Are we a gatekeeper of God's truth today in our lives, obeying God, his way? Are we protecting and honoring God's holy days by keeping God's holy days as Jesus Christ did? See, Jesus Christ is our gate to eternal life. We will see in a few minutes that Jesus Christ is our gate to eternal life. With God, we can leap over any wall in life with God by our side. See, God doesn't give us what we can handle. God helps us handle what we are given in life. It is sad when people you know become the people you knew, who gave up being a gatekeeper of God's truth and all of His blessings that come from serving God, obeying God, and honoring God on His solemn feast days. On His solemn feast days. See, gatekeepers of God listen. They read and obey God's truth found in Leviticus 23 and Deuteronomy 16. For our good, it says in Deuteronomy 10:13, for our good, we obey God's truth. By being a gatekeeper of God's truth today, we highlight and honor our lives to God, worshiping God in spirit and in His truth. Like the Levites of the Old Testament, they were gatekeepers to God. They were serving God, loving God with their service to Him and for His people. We are to be watchmen today, yes. And more importantly, a gatekeeper of God to Jesus Christ and the Father's precious truth now, guarding His holy day plan, living His holy day plan in our lives. As we count each holy day, one holy day at a time, as we sing in praise and honor, and as we blow the trumpet on our solemn feast days to our great God, when we honor and keep God's holy day plan alive today, we are God's gatekeepers of His truth till He comes, till He returns as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Let's turn to John 10. It says in verse 3, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him. Who's that? We're opening it for Jesus Christ. And the sheep listen to His voice, and He calls, who? Jesus Christ calls His sheep by name, and He leads them out. Verse 1, John 10, it says, very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. And the one that enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to His voice. He calls His sheep by name and leads them out. See, some religions and some people will try to climb in by some other way, not following what God has taught us. There is only one way to worship God, His way. Verse 4, it says in John 10, and when He has brought out all of His own, He goes on ahead of them, and His sheep follow Him. Because they know His voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from Him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what He was telling them. So in verse 7, Jesus is trying to say, let me make this crystal clear. Let me make this crystal clear. Verse 7, therefore Jesus said again, verily I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. Verse 10, He says it again, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and they will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they may have life and have it to the full. Whoever enters through me, Jesus says, does the will of my Father. Will enter through the 12 gates in Revelations 21:12. Only these who keep God's commandments, who apply His holy principles in life, following His holy day plan, His Sabbath, His way of life, His way, will enter past and enter through the 12 gates where the 12 angels are stationed. Not just anybody will be allowed in God's kingdom. Not just anybody will be allowed through His gates. Only the gatekeepers of God's truth, who obey and worship God and honor God, giving God the glory in their lives, following God, singing and giving praises to God with all of their might. See, God's holy days are kept safe with God's gatekeepers of today. There are over 2,000 different religions in the world. Can you believe that? Can you imagine over 2,000 religions in the world? Turn to Galatians 1, verse 8. It says, "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than the one that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Let him be accursed. Verse 9, "As we said before, and so I say now, again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed." Apostle Paul says this two times. See, Jesus Christ taught the apostles how to obey God by being a gatekeeper for God's truth till he returns. See, when we are Sabbath keepers, we are gatekeepers to God. God tells us to remember the Sabbath day, to remember God and who God is, our key to the gate. Jesus Christ says, "I am the gate to the coming kingdom of God." The Sabbath day helps us to re-energize ourselves so that we can remember God, so that we can remember that Jesus Christ is our gate to everlasting life. On a weekly enrichment, seventh day, in honor to him, every seventh day of our life. God tells us in Leviticus 23:4, "These are the appointed feasts of the Lord." Not Moses, not Abraham, or the disciples. They are God's feasts, which his gatekeepers of today worship and honor and keep holy to God now and forever. Jesus is our gateway to the kingdom. The Sabbath day helps us to stay strong and bonded in unity to God as his gatekeepers of his truths. In Nehemiah 7:73, "So the priests and the Levites and the porters," the gatekeepers, "and the singers and some of the people and the Nethinims and all of Israel dwelt in their cities, and when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities." They were going to begin the Feast of Trumpets. Chapter 8, verse 1, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spoke unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel." Why in front of the water gate? When I read this, I said, wow, the water gate. Why? Why not in front of one of the other gates? The north, the east, the south, the west. Verse 2, "And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month." And he read it there before the street in verse 3, and that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. See, his people were starting new with God, to read the law again and to keep the law. And it was starting in the seventh month of the Feast of Trumpets. Watergate, in front of the Watergate. Remember the watery grave and baptism and forgiveness? They were starting over. They were starting fresh with God to be his gatekeepers of his truth for the future, as we are. John 10:7 and John 10:7-9, I just read, "I am the gate," Jesus said. Jesus said in John 6:35, "And the one who believes in me shall never thirst at any time." The ones who obey God will never thirst. Jesus Christ is that gate to the kingdom. Will we follow him where he has shown us to walk through his gate as the gatekeepers of God? Zechariah 9:16, it says, "The Lord their God will save his people on that day. As a shepherd saves his flock, they will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown." You ever see the King of England? He's got this big crown with jewels in it. See, we will sparkle in the land like jewels in a crown, lifted like a banner over all his land. Why? For all people to see God's saints, God's gatekeepers who trust God and keep God's holy days holy. The whole land will see this. His way standing out among all people on the earth. Because they serve God and they keep God's laws and commandments. If you turn to Romans 7:12, Paul was speaking here in Romans 7:12. Therefore the law is indeed holy, and the commandment holy, and righteous and good. See, God's holy days and his commandments are sacred and they're holy to God. And he commands us to keep them. To him. To make an appointment and have that appointment on that day and to keep it to him. See, when we are spiritually aligned with God, living within and keeping God's solemn feast days, we are his gatekeepers now. Keeping his vision for the purpose found in Revelation 22:14. Revelation 22:14 says, "Blessed are those who keep his commandments, that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city." 1 Chronicles 13:8 says, "David and all the Israelites were celebrating with all their might before God." Do we celebrate God's holy days with joy and with praises and singing with all of our hearts? Year after year after year after year, does it get stale? We have another chance starting Sunday night at sunset in the Feast of Trumpets. Numbers 10:10, also in the day of your gladness. See, they're talking about gladness, the holy days, glad to have another holy day upon us. "And in your appointed feasts and in the beginnings of your month, you shall blow with the silver trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of all your peace offerings, so that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God." You know, the world, the people who believe in Christmas and Santa Claus, and they say, "Santa Claus know when you've been good or bad." That is so untrue, isn't it? There's only one person that's ever lived who knows what people have done on this earth. That anybody that's ever been born or existed knows if they've been good or bad, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the shepherd. Only the shepherd, Jesus Christ, he knows what traditions, what laws we have kept in our life. When Jesus Christ returns, he wants those people who have been keeping God's holy days and laws and commandments holy as he did to God with him in his kingdom. See, his sheep hear his voice, and his sheep walks in his Father's ways. Jesus said, "I am the gate." In John 8:58, Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." What did he say to Moses in Exodus 3:14? And God said to Moses, "I am." That's who you're going to say to the children of Israel. "I am has sent me to you." So Jesus Christ said, "I am the gate," in John 10:7 and 10:9. "I am God, God's Son," in John 8:58. "I am," Jesus Christ said to Moses in Exodus 3:14. Christ came to dwell on the earth to be the gate for our eternal life as the only begotten Son of God. Since Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, Jesus Christ kept all of his Father's commandments. Jesus Christ taught men not to keep the traditions of men that men have added to the commandments of his Father in heaven. He taught us not to keep the commandments of men, the traditions of men. But Jesus' life taught us what is important to God, to obey God in life. To obey God in life, his solemn feast, his days. Jesus Christ is our gate, our shepherd, for our eternal life, our everlasting life. Through obeying God in his holy days, applying them. See, when we obey God, giving God the glory in our life, we are warming his gates till Christ returns here on this earth. We're warming his gates. 1 Corinthians 5, verses 7 and 8, talking about Passover in the first month of God's new year. "For Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. For this reason, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, gatekeepers for God, gatekeepers for God's truth and sincerity and truth, not only during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, but all of our lives. Jesus Christ has gone out ahead of us. Will we continue to follow where he leads? Will we follow his instructions? Will we be his sheep that listen to the shepherd constantly without veering off? How many of our friends have veered off? John 10, 2 and 3, it says, "The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out." Am I allowing Jesus Christ to lead me in all things in my life? Do I live for God, under God's glory in my life? Have I changed where I needed to change from Passover 6 months ago? Am I closer to Jesus Christ now more than ever? Am I aligned with God properly in life? Those are the questions I have to ask myself. Have I asked God for more of his Spirit during Pentecost and any other holy day, any Sabbath day, any day, so that I can keep his Sabbath day holy, to have more spiritual knowledge from God? Do I love God's holy days? And am I still excited as I once was? That's the questions we all must ask as we come upon each holy day season. John 14, 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 15, 9 through 10, "As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Live in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and live in his love." 1 John 4, 17, it says, "By this spiritual indwelling, the love of God is perfected within us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because even as he is, so also are we in this world." When we walk and live as our gate, Jesus Christ walked and lived, we worship God in spirit and in his truth as his gatekeepers of today for God. While Jesus Christ will usher in his government soon at the seventh trumpet, pictured in the Feast of Trumpets, Jesus Christ may be calling you today to be a gatekeeper of his truth now. Maybe you're new to the church, and maybe God's calling you to be a gatekeeper of his truth, and you might have to make some sacrifices. Will we listen? Will we be one of his sheep that hears his voice, obeys his Father's commands, and enters through the gate into his kingdom that Jesus Christ and God the Father is preparing for us? Are we ambassadors for Christ now? A representative of Jesus Christ, a true Christian, a gatekeeper of his truth and what he preached and taught and came to this earth for. We are not of a legalistic sainthood, but a realistic, real, true gatekeeper of God's truth by what and how he commands us to live, to stand for. If we don't stand for God and his holy instructions, we will fall for anything. Confusions of 2,000 religions, lost in life, not knowing how to live, what our future holds. See, God's holy days season makes sense, because it leads us to his kingdom and eternal life. At sunset this Sunday, the Feast of Trumpet and the first of the fall holy days will be upon us. The primary focus of the Feast of Trumpets is the return of Jesus Christ to this earth with a loud trumpet blast. I also like to think about Revelations 21:12, talking about a new heaven, a new earth, God's holy city, coming down from heaven to this very earth with power. in verse 12 in Revelation 21. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. And in verse 16, the city is laid out as a square. See, my uncle says, if the walls are square, everything else will be square. Hallelujah. It's true. Verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each individual gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Verse 22, but I saw no temple in it. See, in the Old Testament, they served God in a temple, a physical temple. Here we will have God as the temple, for the Lord Almighty God and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Verse 25, its gates shall not be shut at all by day. See, God's gates will never be closed. God the Father and the Lamb, Jesus Christ, are its temple, its light, blazing with life and light forever. When we follow and keep God's holy days holy, we are a gatekeeper of God's truth now. In 2 Peter 1, verses 10 and 11, it says, for this reason, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. Because if you are doing these things, you will never fall at any time. Verse 11, for in this way, you will be richly granted an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, we have our special entrance, our special gate, our special reward supplied from God into His everlasting kingdom. So have courage. Have faith. Jesus is our gateway to the kingdom when we keep and honor God's holy days as He commands us. We follow His road to eternal life in Him when we follow His commandments as a special gatekeeper of His truth. I read it, Revelation 22:14. Blessed are those who keep His commandments, that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, more to be desired than gold, even much fine gold. We know how much gold costs now. It says, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous, more to be desired than even the finest gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is a great reward. In Hebrews 11:1, we know what it says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have great faith in God when we are a gatekeeper of God's truth today, now, in our lives, waiting on God's promise of His reward to allow us to walk through His gates into His kingdom and enjoy eternal, everlasting life forever with Jesus Christ our Lord and our God. In Zechariah 14:16, we will be practicing God's way of life, keeping His holy days, His solemn feast days, holy forever. Just like we do now, as a gatekeeper of God's truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the gate.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.